are listening to the OneOfUs.net podcast network. One of Us is a podcast and video network funded all but entirely by donations and subscriptions. We do accept pitches for audio-based or banner ads, but on a case-by-case basis. If you're interested in that, contact us at oneofusnet@gmail.com. With the amount of audio and video content we generate, it is expensive and extremely time-consuming to keep things running. Please go to the webpage oneofus.net and sign up for a subscription at $2, $5, $10, or $25 and get a ton of bonus content. One of Us needs and appreciates all your support. This movie review also comes for subscribers at Time Lord level or above, an uncut, unedited, longer video version of the review. Become a subscriber and check it out. One of Us is a podcast and video network funded all but entirely by donations and subscriptions. We do accept pitches for audio-based or banner ads, but on a case-by-case basis. If you're interested in that, contact us at oneofusnet@gmail.com. With the amount of audio and video content we generate, it is expensive and extremely time-consuming to keep things running. Please go to the webpage oneofus.net and sign up for a subscription at $2, $5, $10, or $25 and get a ton of bonus content. One of Us needs and appreciates all your support.
All right, y'all. Adrian El Critico here with OneOfUs.net. And it's time to get real, talk about feminism. Matt Foster, you first, please.
Oh, Jesus.
I kid. I'm not entirely kidding. We're talking about today, I Blame Society, a new comedy slash maybe horror film, maybe found footage. Mostly, I would say it's mockumentary, written and directed and starring Gillian Wallace-Hovart, or I'm sorry, Horvat. It's about a woman who wants to be taken seriously as not only a filmmaker, but a potential serial killer. I mean, if a guy can do it, she can do it too. And she's researched it. She could do it better than anybody, as it seems.
You go, girl.
This movie is a dissection on women in film. It's kind of a dissection on serial killers, trends, hipsters, fucking life insurance at one point comes into play as like another little, like, let's put in one more message in there. And maybe it works a little bit, maybe it doesn't. I'm Adrian El Critico. With me today, I have Gina.
Yes. Hello there.
I have Harmony.
Hello.
And I have Matt Foster.
Hello.
Part of the Boo crew, I would say. I mean, we usually get, actually, I'm sorry. I think that's kind of trademarked by Bloody Disgusting, but all I'm saying is that we watch a lot of horror movies. What did y'all think about this one? Because I feel like we're kind of all around on this movie.
Silence. Yeah.
Let's see. So, you know, there's, I really do miss the campy B movies of the 80s, because they always knew how to still give you some type of entertainment or cleverness that, even though it's a completely horrific script and stereotypes galore, you still had fun watching it. You still, there was a rewatchability to it. And I just feel like that is what this is lacking, and I wish it didn't, because it would make this movie a lot more enjoyable and memorable. For me, this film was just, it wasn't the worst thing I've ever seen in my life. Like, it's not that bad. Go out and watch it and support your independent filmmakers, but this is something I could easily be okay with not ever watching again. It was an interesting premise. It was done recently with Spree that came out in 2020, which was made by a guy.
Hell yeah.
So,
oh, I mean, not kinda... hell yeah for the guys, but Spree is a good ass movie.
Yeah, it is. It really, really is. You know,
I really didn't mean for that to come out like hell yeah. Men have another win.
We won. Blame Canada. No, seriously, it was a better film, and that has nothing to do about gender and everything to do about talent. Because there's formative female directors that are amazing that do horror perfectly fine. So, I mean, it was interesting to see her do it, but it was, I don't know, it just wasn't memorable for me. So,
yeah, I don't even really want to bundle this movie up into the genre of horror, because really the only horror thing about it is the fact that some people died throughout this movie, but it really is trying to be more of a comedy than anything.
Right.
This is a movie that didn't have me the first half of it. And then kind of grabbed me for the second half onward. I think I liked it the more it went on. But even then, it's all right. Harmony, what do you think about this movie?
I watched this a while ago, and then I was thinking to myself, oh, I need to rewatch it as I was getting ready for this review, and realized I could not bring myself to rewatch it. I really did not. It wasn't interesting enough, or it didn't have enough gotcha, you know, strings to it or whatever to draw you in, and or at least me in anyways. I wanted something better, because I'd be like, yeah, girl power, and you know, it's hard being a filmmaker and being a woman, it's hard, all of this is hard, but this is not a good movie. I mean it's not terrible, but it's not great. It's definitely a middle of the road, and if that. I really wanted some more character development, but basically she's a psycho, and she remains a psycho like the whole film. You know, like
it both does a good job at making fun of millennials, yeah, and like hipster culture, and just really entitled. I'm sorry, but throughout the film, it's like a lot of entitled white people throughout that are just,
yeah,
woe is me, and I'm. There's a guy who complains about his editing job that he has for like a film studio, where it's like, fuck right off. And you know what? Maybe that's the point of the movie. Maybe that's like, we're making fun of people like this, but it's also filled with those characters throughout the movie, including our main actress, mm-hmm, who, yes, she has some great points. It tackles in its own way, it tackles the whole idea of women in filmmaking and how hard it is for a woman to get a project out, mm-hmm, there, as opposed to for a man to get a project out there. And yet at the same time, it's like, well, this isn't that good.
Yeah.
and that might also just be the problem. But Matt Foster, I know he really liked this movie, so maybe he could save it from whatever review we're going to give it.
I don't know how much I liked it or didn't like it, but I know that like I was bracing myself for pain after 20 minutes, and then it picked up. The second two thirds were enough better than the first two third that like it successfully lowered my expectations enough for the rest of itself.
Okay. Yeah.
Does that make sense? Feel that. Yeah.
But I really liked some of the comedy in this, like where I don't know if it's a spoiler, but the gag with the families.
Actually, yes. Yeah, I was going to bring that up.
And like, the there's a part where like her boyfriend's kind of teasing her, mm-hmm, and she gives this like look to the camera when he walks away, and you're like, oh, she's gonna kill him.
Yeah.
You know? And there's some there's just some low-key indictment of fuckboydom.
Yeah.
Like I don't know if they're I hope that they're uniforms and he owns more than one of them, but her boyfriend only wears like two shirts.
Yeah, that dumb fucking t-shirt.
Yeah.
I forgot what it says, but it's just, yeah, you've seen that guy.
Yeah.
A couple things like that I thought were really, really little. Or like the first date that she stalks, where she, yeah, decides to kill one person from the date.
Mm-hmm.
That was the way that like that guy's dialogue was just so like dead on correct at like what it's like to deal with a banal narcissist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So like there's a lot of, and the two characters that have been on the guy that plays Max on In the Dark.
Oh, okay.
Or not Max. I should look up his name if I'm going to involve him.
I think he's also from The Guest and John Dies at the End. You're talking about the guy with the allergy, correct?
Yeah. And I'm talking about the two guys that were in her phone as producers.
Oh, okay, yeah.
they were really fun little scene stealing extra parts because they were, you know, they were the way that they're falling all over themselves to be woke in person, and you can tell that as soon as she leaves the room, they're going to pig out a little bit.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
I liked all those portrayals, and I really liked her. Like, I thought she was a fun character. Like, she was kind of the quirky, ticky, kind of cut from the Daria mold.
Yeah.
And I liked that. I do agree that, like, what I thought is that this movie ran a bell curve. It peaked really, it peaked in the middle. Mm-hmm. Like, it peaked when she starts killing people.
Which is, like, not really a spoiler at all. No, like, that's what the trailer shows.
And, yeah.
Yeah. And she establishes it.
But then they didn't quite know how to play it out, and they kind of had her drop into, like, disorganization a little too mm-hmm. freely, in my opinion. They just needed to flex a little differently in the climax, you know, in the end of it. And then it does kind of not really have an epilogue.
No, it just kind of ends, yeah.
It feels like they made the rhetorical point so they can quit with the non-meta part of the narrative.
Yeah. Part of it also kind of felt like they shot that ending and kind of like made, cause it feels like the punchline of a long joke. And I thought it worked. I actually liked that final scene. I really do like what the movie turns into, but I think it just takes way too long to get there. Mm-hmm. And from what it was doing at the beginning, we've already mentioned Spree. We've mentioned other films that do similar, that tackle similar subjects, that just kind of do it a little better and more interesting. The first half of this movie could have just been an article.
Could just be a BuzzFeed article.
Yeah.
But I do want to give it to Gillian Wallace, who, she's charming. I think once it turns like full gear into comedy and into slasher comedy, I think she's a charming killer. She kind of reminds me of this one actress comedian named Jo Firestone, and it's she has a similar kind of like the way that she talks and her energy throughout. I would like to see her in more things, in all honesty. And she actually, you know what, she makes some bold choices. Like there's nudity in this film, and it's like for a first time director film, that's like, I think that is kind of like a bold choice to even go there. And it doesn't feel exploitative in any way. It just so happens that the first half of it is just, it's just dull. I don't know any other way to put it except for dull. And hey, maybe that's even a part of it, and I'm just not getting it.
Had I not been tasked to review it, I would have been at risk to change the channel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Until the first death in it. And at that point I was like, okay, I'm gonna finish. It got better the whole time I was looking at it.
We've had a solid 12 minutes on this review so far. And even at 12 minutes, I'm not sure how much more I want to say about this movie that's not going to go into full spoiler territory. So are y'all ready to go on with final thoughts?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
In that case, let's hear from Harmony.
Yeah. Like I was saying, it's really hard out there to be a woman in any kind of industry, it turns out. And even like when she is killing people, you know, I don't want to go into the spoilers, so forget that. Anyways, but I had a hard time with this when just getting through this, just because I found her, she was cute, but she's definitely crazy. And that's like, hard to watch for me. I think I've just experienced way too much of that in my life that I'm just like, no, like, I don't know. It just wasn't for me. I really wish there was something more to this movie, but it's just kind of it's weirdly fluffy for a movie that takes itself so seriously. It just, just didn't hit the right notes with me. So I'm going to give this a 6 out of 10 spiked drinks.
Ooh, that's a, That's a good one, I guess. Let's go with Matt Foster.
I really enjoyed the comedy aspect. Like once it got into like the really, really black comedy that they did, I was having a much better time. I think if the way I would describe this is this feels like somebody made a short to get attention, mm-hmm. and then fluffed it into a feature.
Mm. Yeah,
because if this was 45 minutes long, I think I would have laughed my ass off the whole time, you know, and probably absorbed the capital M message as well. So I found it functional, but not, you know, definitely flawed. I'm going to give it 7 times I was worried about Pepper.
For Pepper.
And Gina.
I'll go back to my love for 80s and 90s camp. They knew how to cut the fat. You know what I mean? Like, I enjoyed parts of this film. The beginning actually was like a holy shit moment, because it had that type of realness where I wish it could have kept that consistently throughout the film. And being a filmmaker, I also wanted to see a little bit better cinematography. Like, give me something interesting to look at if you're not going to give me an interesting plot. And I just didn't really find this film to be memorable. Definitely something that'll probably be on sci-fi like 2 p.m. on a Saturday. So, you know.
Either that or like IFC.
Yeah. Right, or TNT or something. Rest in peace, TNT. I don't even know that's even still on. But it's definitely like one of those, you know, movies. Like how Matt said, it's functional, but for me it was just... It was functional, but not memorable. Mm-hmm. That's where I would put it, where some folks would like it. The comedy did work, and I really wish they had better comedic timing on certain things and really kind of played that up. I just don't know what they wanted me to take from this film, because I don't even know if they knew what film they were making. So I will give this a 5 out of 10 times I had fell asleep and woke up watching this film.
Damn. There were a couple things in it that I thought were really funny, but I'm not sure how wide they are. Mm. Like her janky dolly.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
I thought that was a really funny, like just the idea that she makes like this homemade dolly. That's funny.
Right? Has a few good visual gags. I wanted to like this movie a lot because of its subject matter, because it's like, it is an interesting concept. And I mean, the reason that I'm here reviewing it now is because I saw a trailer and I thought that looks kind of cool. The movie itself, I don't want to just keep repeating myself, but it didn't really grab me until I'd say like an hour onward, and at an hour it only has about 24 minutes left in it. So yeah, this could have totally been a short, and it probably would have conveyed its message better as a short. But I also don't want to take away too much from it. I do like Gillian. I think she has incredible potential. I think she has great potential as an actress, as a comedic actress as well. And there were parts of this later on that did crack me up. Like, there's visual gags that are funny. Just her being like, oh man, I gotta kill this guy. It's like, yeah, I feel that way too. And when you see who she's talking about, I feel like you'd agree too. At the same time, it's like, to get to that, am I gonna want to go through the first half of this film again? I don't know. But will I say people should check it out? Yeah, I guess when it reaches some kind of streaming. I don't know. It has potential to be something really great. But right now, if you haven't checked out Spree yet, go check that one out first.
Damn.
And then go to this one. In fact, maybe even do a double feature. And you know what? Maybe watch this one first so you could end with the great one. Until then, I am going to give this a 2.5 really attractive homeless men out of 5.
I was going to say, it sounds like you're describing my dating life, where it's like, you know, you see all that potential, but I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, that's really how it feels. Like, yeah, I don't hate this person, but would I really want to date them again and go through all this?
Answer is no.
Like, I don't know.
I try to project just the right amount of dysfunction, but I fail. like a lot of the time after about 3 weeks, like a girl will tell me, I thought you were going to invent something by now. Maybe you have one too many like things,
oh,
you know?
Well, you better start inventing soon.
Yeah. Smokeless ashtray, man.
There we go.